reporting from Canada's original number one campus radio station on unceded and traditional Stolo territory. My name is Stephen Munga, and this is the Valley Roundup. The Mennonite Historical Society of BC celebrates its 50th anniversary at the annual Genealogy Conference. The Genealogy Conference returns to the Mennonite Heritage Museum for the first time since the pandemic. The Mennonite Historical Society of BC was organized on December 12th of 1972 and aimed to create a museum to display life in Russia and Western Canada. The museum holds a sizable collection of artifacts and stories of the past. The Mennonite Historical Society of BC's goals have shifted to developing and maintaining an environmentally controlled Mennonite Archive and Research Center. Executive Director at the Mennonite Heritage Museum, Richard Thiessen, spoke about the museum's early days, the Grandma Project, and the importance of these conferences. Can you detail some of the work that took place in order to have the Heritage Museum?
Well, the Mennonite Historical Society of BC started in 1972, so this year is actually our 50th anniversary, and it was actually started by several different groups of people who were working on similar projects, and they were all wanting to preserve the Mennonite story here in British Columbia. So they started, one group started collecting records from the different churches. Another group started to collect museum artifacts. Eventually, those various groups came together, pooled their collections. Eventually, the collection was housed at Garden Park Tower on the second floor. And then about 10 years ago, our historical society was approached by a gentleman named Peter Radikop, who had grown up in Ukraine, came with his family as refugees after World War II and settled here in Abbotsford. And he was a successful land developer in the Lower Mainland. He felt that Abbotsford should have a Mennonite Museum. And so the museum was built beginning in 2014, completed a year later in the fall of 2015, and we had our grand opening in January 2016.
Could you enlighten us a little bit about what that project is exactly?
So the Grandma Project is a Mennonite genealogical database of approximately 1.5 million people, and that project is actually the work of a number of volunteers from throughout North America who on a regular basis contribute records to that database and work with other volunteers to add new records and make corrections and additions to existing records.
Is this the first genealogy conference that is being held in Abbotsford?
The Mennonite Historical Society has been sponsoring an annual genealogy conference for over 20 years now. We try to do them every year. Of course, with COVID happening, we were having to put a halt to that, but we're resuming. And the idea is to basically, whether you are new to genealogy or you are kind of a seasoned veteran and you're just looking for updates, updated information, you know, we're trying to meet the needs of a wide variety of people. So if people have any sort of a Mennonite background, then they're very welcome to register for the conference.
The conference will take place on Friday, November 4th from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. and on Saturday, November 5th from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more information on the Mennonite Historical Society of BC or how to register, visit www.mhsbc.com. This has been the Valley Roundup, brought to you by the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. My name is Stephen Munga. For these and more stories from local journalists across Canada, visit canada-info.ca.